So I'm here with Michael McMahon, who is standing... No, you're not standing. You're the candidate.
Yes.
But you're already in the seat.
I was at MSP.
Yeah, for Uddingston and Bales Hill. Michael, some people would say that you are like a veteran of this area. What would you say to them?
If serving for 17 years makes you a veteran, then I suppose I qualify, but I still consider myself quite young at 54.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been an honour and a privilege to be the representative of the constituency that I grew up in, always have lived in and always worked in. So whatever description I'm given as the person who represented this area, it's a privilege to have that.
So how are you feeling tonight? Are you feeling quite optimistic?
Well, there's no reason to be optimistic. We've not been optimistic from the outset. We've faced the reality of what the opinion polls have told us. We know from the general election result last year exactly the strength of the SNP position in this area. So tonight doesn't come as a surprise.
OK, so are you expecting to lose your seat?
I think that's the expectation that we came in with, and the ballot boxes are indicating that that's likely to be the case. But we'll just have to wait now and see what the overall outcome is. We ran a positive campaign based on local issues, based on the record that I've achieved over the 17 years that I've represented the constituency. But if the local electorate have chosen someone else to represent them in future, that's what democracy is about.
Okay, and as much as you're expecting possibly not to win, are you expecting to maybe come second, or are you expecting to be overtaken?
I would be very disappointed that if in this area we were to fall below second. We obviously wanted to do the best that we could, but we take what the electorate gives us. That's what democracy is, and I'll wait to see what the outcome is, just like everyone else. Coming second was probably the likely outcome, unless we could do something spectacular to change that. To fall any further than that would be a bitter disappointment.